and we're learning more and more about Jack Smith's Arctic Frost investigation, including a leaked memo now with some redactions, but at least we can glean from it, based on Julie Kelly's reporting, that Jack Smith paid an FBI informant to get dirt on Trump during this investigation. Is that typical behavior for a special prosecutor to pay an informant? I mean, if you've got an informant, why do they have to be paid? It's almost like there's an incentive there to get dirt on the subject of the investigation.
Well, it is highly unusual for a prosecutor to pay informants. That's usually done by the FBI or local law enforcement with the consent of a prosecutor. But it adds to the texture of the complete unconstitutional conduct of Jack Smith, Andrew Weissman, and everybody else associated who advised him. And Weissman was clearly one of his advisors throughout this process. This is a complete, absolute abuse of power. There was a fascinating article over the weekend by Jason Wittick, who is a writer, a columnist for the Washington Post, who described the damage to the First Amendment that Jack Smith did by going after the presidential speech of a politician like Donald Trump in the middle of a campaign. That is the least of the damage that Jack Smith has done. He has completely upended neutral and detached law enforcement at the federal level, and he is singularly responsible for the lack of trust in the Department of Justice, even to this day.